Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Sport, Fitness, Wellness, and School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today. I have a fellow podiatrist, Dr. Robert Weiss. Again, a podiatric surgeon, sports medicine physician. He's an author, inventor. He's a marathoner. The man is the running doctor. And then a little bit later, we've got returning Janice Meredith. She's a parenting specialist. She's a coach in and out of sports. She's a contributor to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Her great article was What Great Sports Parents Do. Then some emails, questions. First, let's welcome Dr. Robert Weiss to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Well, thank you very kindly for having me. You know, I've met so many celebrities. Now I have the opportunity of meeting you, R.W.
Hey, you know, you can't, especially when the initial match.
Yeah.
Give us some background
okay.
on yourself.
You know, basically,
again, you're the running doctor.
You've asked me a couple of questions already about my running, my marathoning, my writing, my patenting of orthotics. My success, I can attribute to wonderful individuals who have been mentoring me. But I have to say, my coach, who has really made the difference for me in my life, is my wife, Kathy. She's put up with an awful lot and has allowed me to do so much. I know you had questions on running marathons, my patent.
No, I didn't really. The profession of podiatry, the whole sports medicine aspect, I've been talking that for 30 years, give or take a few weeks. So we want to know, again, about yourself and your sports medicine involvement. You know, podiatry is a big deal in sports medicine today. You know, I'm all the time, I'm singing the song, the foot bones connect to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone. So we want to get some of your two cents into our sports podiatry, things that are important to you.
Well, I have been a student, and I've been lucky to have a lot of mentors that have helped me through my lifetime. And, you know, it's, how would you say, my motto is really the power of exercise. And to help many, just as you have, you know. So it's, you could say that exercise could be walking, a running sport, or just sitting in a chair for some people that have disabilities, you know.
You know, exercise is the new medicine. One of the new medicines,
exactly.
besides nutrition, absolutely is exercise. And again, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, exercise is a key point of health and fitness. I agree totally.
Well, recently during this whole COVID-19 situation, all my articles I've written, as I had mentioned to you, have been either exercising outside, running, walking, tennis, golf, or whatever. So that has made a difference because, you know, social distancing is so, so important. But my background really is, as a young man, I suffered some injuries while I was playing high school football. And I made the varsity team as a freshman because I was a fast runner. They did the 100-yard dash, and I did it in 10-7. So the coach said, here's a uniform. I'm going to make you a running back.
Put those pads on, Robert.
Right. So by my third year, my knees hurt me, and I had to leave. But in all actual fact, I was born with metatarsus adductus. As you know, it's the foot rolls in towards the midline of the body. And
yeah, you're an in-tower. You were an in-tower.
Yeah. So as an infant, I was casted. So, you know, I, how would you say, I was lucky enough to have two parents that instilled in me the power of positive thinking. So my father, after the high school injury, took me to New York to the New York College of Podiatric Medicine, where his cousin was teaching. His cousin, and I was maybe 17, high school, he watched me walk. He said, it's not your knees, it's your feet. Bango. That's how I started in the profession of podiatry.
Yeah, so and it's interesting that, you know, today, again, it becomes a very, very important aspect of all areas. Half the figure skaters over the decades I've seen, especially girls, were knee problems because the foot affects all other parts of the body. We're going to talk about that more. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago, Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? Listen to whatever you would like. Before that, I think we were doing reels to reels. You have to check it out. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines. You could read an endless array of articles we've been involved with in all areas. Again, the Sports Doctor, we feature as much on concussions, on physical problems, on parenting the youth athlete as we do in the area of particularly the foot. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. Can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. I get a lot of them from LinkedIn. Welcome, Dr. Weiss. So you can check all that stuff out. And we're talking again about that important role. How did you get the moniker, the running doctor?
Well, here's how it happened. I after podiatry school, I went to Philly, and I was lucky enough to get a medical residency at St. Luke's and Children's Medical Center, but it became James C. Giuffre Medical Center. Dr. James Giuffre was a celebrity doctor who took care of all the Philadelphia people, Frankie Avalon, Joey D., the Starlighters, Joey Bishop, Joe DiMaggio, Frank Sinatra, Mayor Rizzo, but for me, it was the fight of the century. He took care of Joe Frazier, and I had the opportunity to meet Joe. So that was my real start with getting involved. Then I came home, started practicing. I met a wonderful gentleman by the name.
Did you put orthotics in Frazier's boxing shoes or not?
No, I didn't. I did not yet. I wasn't there yet. I was just starting.
I hear you.
But what happened was I came home, started practicing, and I met this gentleman, Lou Broderson. He was a sports editor at Nolik Hour. He invited me in. So what did I do? I came in, took my shoes off, stood on a table, and showed him how the foot works, how it pronates. So he said, that's interesting. And then he offered me the opportunity to start writing for the Nolik Hour. And that was in 1974. I just came out. So in 1991, 30 years ago, I applied for a U.S. patent and trademark, the running doctor. So I'm actually the one who really holds the true patent of the running doctor.
I wonder if you're longer or shorter than the sports doctor. We'll both have to check the history, you know, on that. You know, it's interesting. When I had the honor of being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame almost 2 years ago, posthumously, one of my co-inductees was the great Dr. George Sheehan, the famous running cardiologist.
I know that. Dr.
Yeah,
George,
I know you do.
Personal friend of mine. I did a clinic with Dr. George in Richfield.
He mentioned
his first book signing.
Yes, all those years. But
yeah, we formed the Running Club.
Yes.
And from there,
general medicine really started to respect the role of the foot in runners when the famous cardiologist, Dr. George Sheehan, started making a big deal out of it. And, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, you go back about as far as I do.
That was the running boom.
How do people find out about the – what's the best website people can find out about you, your articles, and your patents?
Well, all you got to do is Google Dr. Robert Weiss, the running doctor, and you'll see my website come up. And, you know, at the present time now, we talk about orthotics. Jim Fix also, who wrote the complete book on running, I did many clinics with him. He field tested my patent, orthotic, and now I have a new mentor, Jack Cavanaugh. Jack is wrote for Sports Illustrated and a number of other ones, ABC News, and he's published about 5 different books. So he's helping me now. And we're talking to some publishers, so we're going to put a book together. After 300 articles.
Yeah, you know, it's a major key. You know, major key, we've talked about so much. you know, besides the important role of alignment and orthotic control, which is such a big deal, over here at the Sports Doctor, we make a huge deal over strengthening the feet and ankles and making a big deal out of that. That's the magic duo many times where we see the athlete wants to know how much he could bench press, but we're interested if he could balance on one foot, you know, and take a look at that posturally and the importance of that. So tell us about your particular orthotic as compared to a custom device or, you know, that a podiatrist casts you for and compared to something over the counter.
Okay, so after 16,000 orthopedic cases, Jim Fix field tested it, George Sheehan. There's a lovely gentleman by the name of Robin Williams who field tested it for me, too. I've met some very interesting people. So
you have. You got a great mixture of, you know, half of them I'll put on my guest list, you know, the ones who might maybe around. You know, but
orthotic,
that's very, very important. You had
if you look at your hand, if we look at the top of your hand, the five fingers, it's like the foot. So if you look at the little finger, it's like the little toe. So the little toe or the metatarsal behind it is shorter than the three central toes. So the big toe is even shorter than those altogether. So you walk from the outside and you walk in, you roll and twist the ankle, knee, and back. So my patented orthotic is designed with an extension under the little toe, and then when you roll to the first, it's a spring lever under the first. So that $500 orthotic that was in the office is now $38 on my website. More than that, interesting, you said about people balancing on toes. I'm working with a gentleman who was a captain in the U.S. Army during Desert Storm, Anthony Goodsmith. He's at Standard Medical Systems, and he's going to help me get this out. We're going to get it to the VA. So not just
great
sports, but people who need balance.
Oh, absolutely. You know, take a look in the world of, you know, again, my sports medicine mentor, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who I met in the 70s, and, you know, the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and the Tracy Austins. And, you know, Bob was a tremendous advocate of instability, working balance. And the piece of equipment that you'll love, it's called the Sand Dune Stepper. Sand Dune Stepper is like working on the beach, working those gripping contingency areas of the foot, something I'm sure will be very interesting to you when it comes to, you know, that whole role. You know, a lot of times, you know, athletes ask, parents ask, do I or does my son or daughter need orthotics? I like to ask them whether they would ask the question, whether they would benefit. To me, orthotics done properly benefit everybody posturally. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, the human foot was not made to walk on these hard surfaces. We were prehensile. We hung from trees. So, there are people that have low arches. There are people that have high arches. I've designed it so there's a flex. I use the arch to move the foot. Because everybody was concerned what happens when you hit the heel. It's not happening there. You got to push off and go forward so one foot moves the other. But, you know, when you say balance, I'm really interested in working with some of these VA gentlemen and women who really need balance.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, again, the same philosophies, Dr. Robert, that we would see in the best athletes in the world, balancing on mini trams, balancing on the sand dune, on tilt boards, anything like that, ironically, is the same exercise used in super seniors and seniors to prevent falling, working balance, working stability. And, of course, all of that starts, you know, with your feet.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I've had the great opportunity, not only working as a sports doctor, surgeon, but I'm a state police surgeon in Connecticut for 35 years. So I've had the opportunity to work with law enforcement. And,
they're athletes.
Well, yeah, I'm a board certified.
You better be. You better be an athlete if you're going to be in law enforcement. You know, you better make sure you're in the right shoes, right?
I thought I was pretty fast till I lined up with these troopers and they all beat me. I came in last. But nonetheless, I am an understudy of Dr. Henry Lee. I've learned an awful lot from him because I do forensic work also. So we go back to the power of exercise
Dr. Henry
and running.
Lee, the old. The O.J. Simpson trial.
Well, you're right. Good for you.
Right?
That's just one
I
of
do.
Many. That's
Holy
just one
cow.
Of many. Yeah,
yes.
But
you know, forensic, that's an interesting, you know, that whole other world. Again, you know, you sound like a real educator with so many of these, you know, different areas. Again, whether it's, again, the athletes themselves, whether it's their coaches, whether it's their parents, you know.
Well, you made you said parents. My parents instilled in me positive thinking. My father was the first United States Customs Attorney in the state of Connecticut. He used to bring all the ships from all over the world to come in. And I was only 18. These men used to come into these ships with sidearms. Whoever saw that in those years? So what happened to me is I became a member of the International Council for Homeland Security with Dr. Henry Lee, too. So I've gotten things that people remembered from my father, and I've given to government officials that are in Homeland Security or intelligence.
Yes. You know, so, we talk a lot. We're going to have to get you back. Give me the, is it Dr. Robert Weiss, they would Google you?
Yeah, Dr. Robert Weiss, the running doctor. They'll see my website.
Doctor.
The website has most of my articles that I've written on children. I'm big into children because I was a child that was injured. So
we'll have you back. You're into like 100 topics like me. Hold on. Dr. Robert Weiss, sports podiatrist, the running doctor. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on, Rob.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome back Janice Meredith. She's a parenting specialist. She's a coach in and out of sports. She contributed to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the great article, What Great Sports Parents Do. Really, what's more important than parenting is today? Janice, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Again, you know, we go way back with so much sports medicine. I know you've so much involved in other areas, but give us some background on you and your parenting, coaching in and out of sports world.
Yeah, I guess it all started with my kids when they were little. They all played sports from preschool all the way through college. And my husband has been a coach for over 30 years. And now, today, I'm not done yet. My kids are all grown. However, my husband is still coaching, and my daughter and my son-in-law are both coaching now. So we're definitely still in that sports world, and it's been a huge part of our lives.
You know, it's amazing. The whole world, the documentary upcoming eventually with Joe Franco, where our children play the challenge of youth sports. We've been so involved with that for a long time. You know, youth sports is a $20 billion a year business. And every time we would write new articles, the money went up. You know, he first started talking about it. He said it was a $15 billion a year. It's serious stuff. And one of the reasons I wrote the book was the epidemic of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. You know, this tremendous overuse and overpressure. And, you know, your writings have made a big, big difference on parents paying attention to what counts. And like, again, you know, hey, what do great sports parents do, Janet?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you asking? You want me to answer the question?
Yes.
Okay. Great sports parents. Well, I guess the thing that comes top of mind is that they see the bigger picture, and they know that this is not just about one game or one season. It is an opportunity. And I remind my husband this even now. He's coaching a team that is not doing very well. And I just say, honey, remember, this is not about the kids winning and losing. These boys are learning things that they're going to take with them for the rest of their life. And you've got to look at that bigger picture, because I see it now.
Yes, it's a key. It's amazing, Jan. You know, I've been screaming about this stuff 30 years, give or take a few weeks, probably. The tremendous overkill in so many different ways, and overzealous parents, crazy coaches. We're all very familiar with this. And we've come a tremendously long way. You're one of the big reasons, people educating parents and coaches, as well as the kids themselves. Yet, the constant reminders, because it's as big, if not a bigger problem today than it's always been, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because I see last year, you know, watching my daughter coach high school softball, and just the parents that she struggled with, and going to my husband's football games and listening to the parents yell at the kids, and you know, it's still there.
Yes.
It's still there.
It is still there. Of course, our world is upside down with the pandemic over almost the past year already, 8-9 months. Youth sports, parents, craziness, no school sports, nobody's in school, and that whole particular world. I would imagine that in the world of parenting, coaching in and out of sports has exploded all over for you.
Well, yeah, my husband actually was fortunate to be able to have his football season this year. We live in Florida, so yeah, he did. They
high school?
I think, yep, high school football.
Wow.
They had the season. And they didn't have any problems, you know. They had no problems, and other than not having a very good season, but they had no other problems as far as sickness goes.
That's great. You know, you mentioned a very big thing also, that we have so many people on from around the world, our colleagues in the whole world of youth sports, iSport 360, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, over in England working with parents in sports and some of these great programs, and the importance of one of the second sentences, I think you said that you were talking to your husband again, which is there's so much more than winning and losing. We're character building here and paying very big attention. Teamwork, cooperation is so, so important. And of course, you know, when you bring parents and coaches in as the sports start to get serious, you know, and there's a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports. Think gymnastics, think figure skating, tennis, soccer, where you got 10, 12-year-olds that all they want to do is play the same sport. No matter how much you tell them, you would love them to play lots of different sports. So do you think the awareness has really grown quite a bit in all areas since you've been involved
And you wrote, what was your book, the basketball book?
I had Basketball Parents Parenting Guide, Survival Guide, yeah. But I did them for all bunch of sports.
Yes, but the Survival Guide is exactly like what we're talking about, those kinds of challenges, which is why I always again ask individuals like yourself how your sports psychology skills are.
Because parents don't see that though when they get in. They just think, oh, little Johnny's going to go play soccer, and you know, and I tell you, I know hindsight is 20/20. Although I don't know if I should use that phrase anymore, but you know, my kids are all grown now, and I definitely see the value of the lessons they learned in sports coming to fruition in their lives today. They're 27. 30 and 33, and the things that they've gone through and that they are going through, I see the value of the lessons that they learned in sports. And if I could just drill that into parents enough for them to realize that's what's important. That's what's important about sports.
It really is. It's interesting whether we have the best athletes in the world on, Jan, or their coaches or their parents or people in any level in between. Everybody talks about the mind game. Everybody talks about how important attitude, all of these things are in all of this. You know, the late great sports psychologist, colleague of mine, Dr. Jim Vickery, back in the 90s, he shared the radio world with me for about 3 or 4 years. He said, you know, once things become a drill for these kids, they're gone. They're out of here. They need to continue to have fun. We've got to pay attention to this part of it. You know, but many times, again, the physical and mental pressures, and again, the higher the level of the youth sport, the more we run into these kinds of, another chapter in my book, Jan, like you know, it's called Youth Sports and Drugs. I used to see these teenagers, half of them were on over-the-counter pain medicine to keep up with the schedule. It was nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's sad. I hate seeing that because... You know, I think that's partly taken the fun out of it for the kids, you know?
Oh, big time. You know, I would tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You got to back off. And again, the more serious the athlete or the sport is, sometimes the more compromises are made. There are intelligent compromises. But in many respects, you know, again, that mindset, that mental game, you know, communication. One of the things I like so much about my friend Ian Goldberg's iSport 360, his app, is all about communication between coaches and parents, and them communicating and talking to each other about what that particular youth athlete is doing, in order to try to get past some of these minefields of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer in communication between parent and coach, and unfortunately, I've seen way too many instances where they just don't listen to each other, and they don't realize they are actually supposed to be on the same team, you know, and the team is what's the best for our kids. They're not on opposite ends of the team. They're on the same team, and what's best for the kids. And if parents and coaches can come around that concept, like we're here for
concept.
What's best. Yeah.
Great content. Yeah. What's the website people find out about your coaching and your blogs?
RCFamilies.com. RCFamilies.com.
Families, plural, FAMALIES?
Yes, RC Families. It stands for Raising Champion Families, so it's RCFamilies.com.
Yeah, Champion Families, I think, is a great label, great title. You know, when you start to see sometimes what it takes of parenting a young athlete in all aspects. And it's interesting how, I think it's a great point that you mentioned it, you know, and your own kids who are grown now, how you've seen the values of sports in so many different ways and how it has affected getting into their whole particular life. You know, whether you think about teammates and you think about sportsmanship and you think about the camaraderie and all these kinds of things, that are so much fun. You know, it's funny, Little League Baseball, I don't know, 30 years ago, give or take a little bit, woke up one day and said, you know what, 40% of the kids aren't coming back to play.
Why not? Mm-hmm. And then they realized that it just was too much already, too much pressure, too much stuff. Mm-hmm. Time to get some of these other values. We don't need a screaming, ranting, raving coaches mm-hmm. or mom and dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, when they're little like that, and it is supposed to be fun, and I know that you know, when they get older, hard work comes into play, and it's not always fun, but, you know, the game itself still has to be fun.
Yes, and, you know, the preparation, you know, again, the reason, again, I co-authored the book with Volleyball Hall of Famer, Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, again, was in capital letters, the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly like what we're talking about. A couple of weeks ago, it was great. I had the team doctor, Dr. Ahmad of the New York Yankees, was my guest, one of my guests, and he's talking about, you know, they're doing elbow surgery on 14-year-olds mm-hmm. because of the craziness of overuse with all the publicity of that stuff. Again, it was a reminder how, you know, these pressures are still very, very real. And, you know, when did you start paying attention to, you know, the seriousness of some of your kids? Who played? Did they play high school and college sports?
Yes, they played all the way through college. They played their sports in college, and we tried to keep them doing a variety of sports when they were little. When they got to high school, they two out of the three continued to play other sports. The last 2 years of high school, my daughter just focused on softball, but. You know, we knew, and my husband as a coach sees the importance of that. He is, you know, he tells kids, go play other sports. This is good
yes.
for you, you know. And
yeah. That's
more
great
coaches
unless
could do
you're
that.
A 10-year-old, unless you're a 10 or 11-year-old gymnast or figure skater who says, hey, Ma, you know, this is what I want to do. And again, that's a whole specific, it's a different area, you know. And as you started to see, so what sport, your daughter played softball, what other sports did your kids play?
Well, my daughter played softball in college, and then growing up, she played basketball and volleyball. And then my other daughter played volleyball in college. But growing up, she played all the sports. And then my son played football in college, and growing up, he played baseball, basketball, and football. So, you know, I just feel like that's such a good thing because they use a different muscle, and
yes.
you know, and it's important to make them well-rounded as an athlete.
Yes. You know, the world of what's called repetitive motion injuries is what, you know, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates 40 years, give or take a little bit. I post the kid, Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, but he was 9 and a half when I put orthotics in his skates. It's all he wanted to do. It's all a lot of any of these kids particularly want to do.
One
but
minute.
The or the tennis player who's, you know, the repetitive motion. So using different parts of the body, different sports. I couldn't agree more. Talking to Janice Meredith, parenting specialist, coach in and out of sports. And we will be right back with Janice. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Janice Meredith, parents and family coach specialist, both in and out of sports. And she was one of our contributors in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where she wrote this article on titled What Great Sports Parents Do. The whole family dynamic and the champion families, this kind of concept, what are some of the things that you stress, Janice, that goes into your whole philosophies?
Well, when I first started doing this, I was focusing only on sports parents, but I began to see that I wanted to broaden that and just help everyone raise a champion. And I've seen the importance of healthy family communication, of listening to your kids, of understanding them so that, you're not necessarily pushing your wants and desires on them, but you're listening to what they want to do, especially when it comes to sports, their passions, their interests. Communication is huge. I'm a very big proponent of healthy family communication because I think that's where most of the problems end up coming from.
Yes, and I think, again, even, the awareness of the importance of all of these things is sometimes, again, apparent, yet it seems to, get easily missed. Especially in this crazy world, as you're doing what you're doing, you have the whole world of social media, which mm-hmm. has exploded everything around everything in so many ways. That's got to be a major challenge for families, I would think, Jan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see that a lot. And it's a scary world, really, because there's a lot of stuff on there that, is not safe for kids and is not healthy for them. And as parents, I feel like instead of just saying, let my kids do what they want, we have to pay attention. Parents need to pay attention. Even when their kids get to be teens, pay attention. Don't just let it go rampant. Pay attention because, that's where bad stuff can happen for sure on online.
It seems also that, in the family dynamic, and we're all familiar with the endless array of the so-called family dynamic, again, like you said, the importance of communication. How important, Janice, is a sense of discipline?
Well, I think that there's got to be boundaries and core values in a family. I believe
good word,
that there
boundaries.
Needs- Yeah, there's got to be a balance between being consistent in the things that are very important, like core values, and being flexible in the things that aren't so important. So that's kind of a fine line that parents need to figure out, because if they get so inflexible, then, there can be problems. But if they're too flexible, then there's also problems. So just learning that fine line, it's going to be a blurry line, but it's something that I've coached a lot of parents on and helping them figure out what that line is for them.
Yes. And, again, today with the pandemic and this total not knowing, again, are the kids in school or aren't they? Are they learning from home? Can the parents work? Gee, sports were canceled. I mean, this is crazy. I've had guest after guest after guest talking about that mental health at this point in time was such a challenge, and that we really needed to pay big attention because there's so much stress from all of this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. And I've heard some pretty sad stories of people and kids that have fallen into depression, even attempting suicide. Because of this. And, I just know that the kids, a lot of them, even the kids where my husband teaches, that they're not getting the support from home that's helping them be able to do their schoolwork well. And so that's another struggle that a lot of them have. But, yeah, the mental piece is something that we can't just say, oh, they'll be fine. Parents need to pay attention. Look for the signs of depression and despair, and pay attention to those, and not just think oh, they're just being a teenager kind of thing.
Yes, and so many of these coaches and others were talking about, again, Janice said, again, the particular athletes in high school and college or junior high whose seasons were in disarray, were canceled, et cetera, mm-hmm. were having big problems, again, with depression and anxiety because of the whole life revolved around, hey, it's time to get, let's get started here. All of a sudden, this was taken away. And they were talking about how this didn't seem to be that big a deal initially, and then it became a very, very big deal that there was a lot of dismay.
Yeah, because kids are, I mean, that's their life. They're used to, okay, this is now it's this season. And, you know, and my nephew coaches football in California, and he did not have a season. And, you know, now they're going to come up and start it again in January, and we'll see how long that one goes. But
yeah, you know, a big problem with all of this also, by the way, little jewel from the sports doctor is, again, the overuse injuries by jumping back in with this chaos of schedule has been nuts. Even at the professional level, there are so many injuries because where the athletes just weren't ready. It was a whole, you know, they their schedule was way, way off. And they pay serious attention. So sometimes this has been one of the big problems. Gee, half the team is hurt because they just weren't ready to get back into action because everybody's in a semi-panic. Right, you're exactly right. You'll have to see how that goes regarding all aspects of starting in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, and I had a friend actually who lives in Hawaii, and they did a very good job of, and they're still doing it, of working out as a family. And I mean, they have the fortune of having a big workout area and, you know, outdoors near their home, but just, you know, I've always encouraged parents like to, you know, get out there and do fitness with your kids. Even if they're not doing it with their teammates, you can do it with them.
Go for a walk. Yes. The absolutely. And amazingly. So people who are including exercise, who are staying as fit as they can, have the best chance to have the type of immune system that could really make a positive difference. And this has been one of the big challenges when if gyms were closing and programs were shut down and people having to become a little bit more creative regarding just, you know, trying to still be active because of a whole different set of circumstances. And this is all part of, you know, again, I label all this stuff, Janice, on the sports doctor, the mental game, you know, and all of these things, like you talked about, you know, raising kids who are playing serious sports and all of these challenges that goes into it. And then how this is changing, besides the kids being twice as big, twice as strong and twice as fast. You know, there are also other changes that are going on. A lot of it good. I really am very, very optimistic. I think parents, you know, everybody's doing a lot better, but we still have the same old kind of things that, you know, continue to hang on us.
Yeah, and you know, your kid can be as talented and physically able, but if they don't have that, the mental piece and the ability to be a team player and, you know, be a leader on the court or on the field, then you know, I don't think they're going to get as far, quite honestly, because they don't, they're missing
Well,
that.
I think that awareness, you know, Janice, I think that's why your work so important. That awareness makes a very, very big deal. Instead of assuming that these young kids will get these values that make such a difference, these things can be taught. They can be included in the experience these young athletes get, you know, as they go get further and further along, and instead of me, myself, and I, or all that matters is winning.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, parents have got to see that and be willing to sacrifice perhaps some of their high expectations and personal desires and let their kids handle their own battles and fight their own fights. And that's hard for parents to do sometimes.
I think the fact that you bring these things up and you stress them, that parents pay attention, it makes so much sense. Sometimes, again, you know, it falls into the easier said than done category, you know.
Yeah.
But again, the idea of family coaching. And, you know, that whole importance, I think, is a terrific area. Just about out of time, Janice Meredith, parenting specialist. Janice, give us the website again, please. People can find out about you and all your work.
Yes, it's rcfamilies.com.
rcfamilies.com, Janice Meredith. Janice, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, an endless array of expertise. Great shows. Very entertaining, by the way. That's always a part of the Sports Doctor. We do slip in some entertainment, having fun, and you can listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read a terrific array of articles I've taken part in that we've included, both from one of our sponsors, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, MVP Parent Magazine, lots of different topics. Big following on Twitter, over 30,000 followers. We post a lot of great health, wellness, fitness information. Besides the radio show stuff, Sports Doc, D-O-C Radio, Sports Doc Radio. So the Sports Doctor's in segment. We answer some emails. We talk about some upcoming shows. Next week, Timmer Halligan. Timmer is one of the great youth tennis coaches. He also is the new manager of the fantastic Raleigh Racquet Club in North Carolina. He's become a Tar Heel. Both his daughters are competitive players. And he contributed to our book, Hashtag A Sports Parents. Teresa Power will be joining us. She's the founder of Kids Yoga, National International Kids Yoga Day, the following week. Gary Rhino, he's the author of Iced, the transparent treatment option. He's changed the turned the world over on its head with the concepts of ICE. And then Steve Wasik, his VKTRY Industries, and he's going to talk about their spring-loaded carbon fiber orthotic type inserts. If you want to email me, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com. And let's see, we've got just a few emails here. Phil said, you talk about rubber bands a lot. What do you find them so effective? You know, Phil, 40-something years ago, my mentor in sports medicine, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida, we used to have to scout around to rubber companies like Goodyear to make rubber band type resistant pieces, and the rest is history. Surgical cables, extension, and rubber bands allow an endless range of motion. Let's think of the foot and ankle, where you're moving the foot up and down, you're turning it inside out, you could move side to side. And rubber band resistance, regardless of the part of the body you're using it for, think of, again, doing shoulder exercises and surgical tubing or rubber bands. You are demanding strength to move the rubber band to its end point. you are developing stamina to hold that endpoint, and you are developing what's called intrinsic muscle action as you resist it coming back. So it's a multifaceted resistance capability that's endless in its uses. And again, over the years, I've watched the best athletes in the world working with rubber bands. John McEnroe, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, some of the other Super Bowl Bears, Eric Soderholm, using rubber bands as a big part of their strengthening regimen. So pay big attention. Children can use them safely. There's various thicknesses. You don't want to be over dramatic. You do want to know what you're doing and have some technique. And I tell people all the time, check with the local physical therapist. They'd be glad to show you some great exercises, as well as with the Sand Dune Stepper. You know, Matt Dahl, the creator of the Sand Dune Stepper, has been a guest on the Sports Doctor numerous times. He was one of our sponsors a couple of years ago when he was launching. And the Sand Dune Stepper is a piece of exercise equipment that simulates standing and moving on the sand barefoot, where you're using all your toes and the gripping action of your feet, legs, ankles, an endless array of exercises. He's got this fantastic layout on Instagram, Sand Dune Stepper, that you want to pay attention. Working balance. Besides working the small muscles of the feet, again, my famous associate, Bob Guida, he would talk about, I want you to work your feet. He's talking to a great athlete, like the great pianist Von Kleiburn's hands with exercise. And people were looking at him like he was nuts, but they understood what he was talking about, that tremendous dexterity of parts of the feet, gripping, stability, and sand dunes a great way to do it. Tom says my 11-year-old son plays hockey, loves it. He's now playing 4 days a week. He's got these bumps on the back of his heel. Sometimes they bother him. What's important? Number one, Tom, is you want to get the hockey boot place to punch out the back of the heel. They can actually window that so that we take some of the pressure off. I've been putting orthotics in young skaters' skates for decades because of this problem. The motion of the heel, depending on the foot mechanics, the kid has got pronated feet, the kid has got high arches, anywhere in between, and that rotation rubs the back of the heel. Now, there are instances where there's the excessive bone on the back of the heel. It's called Haglund's deformity. It's not very, very, very common, but we see it. And usually it's of no real significance unless you start locking the foot in the boot, like a skate, where all of a sudden friction's a problem. The job of orthotics is proper heel motion, heel stability. And this is something that can make a tremendous difference when we're talking about reducing that motion. Sometimes we'll use a pad. So number one, punch out the back of the boot, see podiatry, have his foot mechanics. This is a persistent problem. The great news is orthotics is very, very helpful, but you got to pay attention. You know, again, I want to mention again the experts who participate in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, a little bit of their topic. You know, Robert Andrews is the creator of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. He's a mental coach. The power triangle is what he talks about. Kate Davis in the world of nutrition, fueling the body in young athletes, creating a solid fueling plan at a young age. Psychiatrist Dr. Denise McDermott, youth athletics as mind medicine for life. Holly Benjamin, sports medicine pediatric physician, concussions and youth sports, what parents need to know. Ian Goldberg, CEO, creator of iSport 360, behavior of overzealous sports parents on the sidelines. Dr. Dave Epperson, founder of the Volleyball Festival, the 7 Habits of Savvy Sports Parents. Melissa Orth Frey, trainer of champions, exercise physiologist, do you think you could help your child become a better athlete? Janice Meredith was just my guest, what great sports parents do. Dr. Steve Horowitz, youth sports safety. So these are some things that are very, very important. In the last segment, we have parents' perspectives, and Kurt Mango, he's the author of Becoming a True Champion. Both his daughters were Division I players. Kat Dahl, her son was a Olympic trick downhill skier. Nancy Ryan, her daughter, singles ice dance champion. Chloe Ryan won my orthotics since she was 7 years old. Timmer Halligan, I mentioned he's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. The great youth tennis coach, Sharky Zartman, who's the co-author of Hey Sports Parents, threw her 2 cents in. Their 2 cents being a sports parent. So everybody, thanks so much for joining us. Everybody, stay safe. Stay informed. We'll see you next week. The Sports Doctor. Thank you.